presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh. When the economic downturn began for most of us last fall, Cirrus Design was already well advanced in an aggressive plan to weather what it believed would be an unprecedented economic storm. CEO Brent Wouters explains how the company implemented a plan for financial survival that kept innovation alive.
So Brent, tell me a little bit about the way the market is going and how it particularly affects Cirrus and what you're doing about it.
Well, we think that Cirrus is very well positioned. You know, we've had across the industry lower volumes, but in our case, we've seen growing volume from the domestic marketplace. We've seen growing volume while it's behind the curve. We're seeing growing volume from the international marketplace, and that's steadily improving. So we see the market improving. We think that we're able to appeal to a much broader class of buyers with our product today, and as a result, we're seeing very solid sales activity in the U.S. and improving sales activity throughout the world, with some very big opportunities throughout the world coming to fruition in the near term.
Okay, well, 6 or 8 months ago, when it looked like the world was coming to an end, Cirrus made some aggressive moves, and how has that paid off, and what is the plan for the future?
Well, I've said it several times. We were fortunate because I think we saw this going deeper and lasting longer than most people. We were very aggressive to reduce our expense base. We were very aggressive in making sure that our supply met demand. Today, our balance sheet is stronger than it was in the fall. We have lower debt. We have more cash, a much more conservative financial position. And as a result, we're positioned to weather a longer downturn. We think it will grow back slowly, but we're going to take a very conservative approach financially to addressing this marketplace.
Now, there have been new product announcements and announcements of partnerships in the last few months. Tell me about the rationale behind those and what you expect to see from them.
The partnerships are important for us to really reach out to our growing global community. We're in over 50 countries today. We're adding new countries each week. We're certainly going to add new countries in the near term in the Southeast Asia region. And as a result, we need to be able to serve those customers well. We're partnering with strong global enterprises to extend our own global reach and make sure that we improve customer satisfaction and service. We've partnered with a company called API to provide aftermarket parts. We're partnering with Garmin and their global service network, and if there's anybody in this industry that's very good at customer service, it's companies like Garmin, and we're leveraging their capabilities to deliver better satisfaction to our customers around the world. On the product side, we've introduced, as you know, Known Ice in the last 6 months. We've introduced the Garmin Perspective or Cirrus Perspective by Garmin Avionics, and those products are allowing us to appeal to a broader class of customers, potential customers, show them the value proposition of aviation, how it can benefit their business, and as a result, help us weather this downturn, but at the same time, grow our business for the long term by appealing to people that may not know anything about aviation today, but where we can show the value proposition and show them how it can actually improve their business in a difficult economy.
What is your sense of the economy in general and how it's affecting general aviation? Do you have any kind of crystal ball predictions on where we're headed now? This show seems fairly strong.
Well, I think the attendance at Oshkosh looks very promising. As I was talking to Tom Poveresny last night, he's very encouraged about the advanced trends that he sees in the attendance. But We need to take a very cautious approach. I'm very optimistic about our position in the industry with products that we have, the way we're telling the message to a broader audience and the value proposition. But I think it's best to be conservative. I would expect our dynamics to show a slow improvement. That's the way I want to set the business up. And that's what I think is the forecast from my vantage point for our business and for the industry, is a slow improvement. I think Cirrus will improve faster than others because of the utility of our airplane and the ease with which you can get into it and utilize it. I think the broader industry will improve slowly, but it will improve.
Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh. And be sure to stay with us all week for comprehensive coverage of the show. Thanks for listening.